Josh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. The U.S. is set to level new tariffs on almost 70 countries around the world this coming Thursday. President Trump has said it's intended to get other nations to pay their fair share, but economists are warning this will more likely impact the everyday consumer. Investopedia editor Caleb Silver speaking to ABC.
The question is, where are those tariffs actually being paid? Are they being paid at import, at customs when they come through? And then is that cost being passed then on to the retailer who then passes it on to us? At some point, consumers are going to stop spending if prices rise too high. And we've already seen inflation kind of being very sticky around the 2.6, 2.7% range.
The search continues in Montana for Michael Paul Brown, the man police say opened fire at the Owl Bar in the town of Anaconda yesterday. Brown had served in the military and the Montana National Guard. Police say they located his Ford F-150 that he allegedly used to flee the scene. This is ABC News. Thousands took to the streets in Tel Aviv today, pushing for the release of the remaining Israeli hostages held by Hamas. It comes as families of the hostages met with Steve Witkoff, President Trump's special envoy to the Middle East today. Ruby Chen, one of the fathers, spoke to reporters after that meeting.
He has no other mission that the president has prioritized more than getting a hostage deal for all the 50 hostages to come back.
Witkoff said after the meeting, "We are very close to ending this war." Meanwhile, the hunger crisis in Gaza is worsening, with the health ministry reporting 7 more deaths due to famine and malnutrition in the past 24 hours, including one child. Caroline Willeman with Doctors Without Borders says recent efforts to get aid into Gaza have fallen short.
Even when the UN trucks entered, because the situation is by now so desperate, many of the trucks are getting looted, if not all of them.
Congress now voting on a package of President Trump's nominees for various positions in the federal government.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Brewers still on top. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers face the Nationals in game 2 of their 3-game weekend series in Washington, D.C. Last night, the crew won 16-9. It looked like batting practice. Home runs for Andrew Vaughn. William Contreras with a home run and a career-high 5 hits in a single game. Blake Perkins with 2 home runs. The Cubs won at home, 1-0 over Baltimore, in a game that was over in just 1 hour and 49 minutes. NFL family night tonight at Lambeau Field, over 70,000 expected to attend. New linebacker Isaiah Simmons played for the Cardinals and the Giants before joining the Packers. Reminds of being in college at Clemson.
I ain't never had that many home fans at a game coming from Arizona and New York. It's just pretty cool. Like I said, it reminds me a lot of Clemson. Like our spring game, we would have like 50,000 people there. You know, it's just really giving me a feeling of like kind of being back home at Clemson, which is a really good thing.
As Packers linebacker Isaiah Simmons with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy areas of smoke tonight and a low in the upper 50s. Hazy sunshine from the smoke tomorrow, highs within a degree or two of 80. Through the upcoming week, rain chances start to return as heat and humidity begins to build. Currently at 75 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome actor and producer of the Door Kinetic Arts Festival, Alan Kopischke, into the studio. Then Appleton Bookstore owner Kaylin Bavink joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
NFL Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, Mr. Joe Thomas. You were telling us a little bit about being drafted number 3. You skipped the draft.
I went fishing that day, and I never did it for anything other than I just much rather spend the day fishing with my dad, and I'm hoping that that's a story that keeps being told and gives people a reason. Like, you know what, instead of working today, I'm going to go fishing with my kid. I'm going to make the time because it's impactful. It's memories that they're going to remember for the rest of their life.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Allbaugh along Mr. Parker Olson on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock on this Friday, TGIF, August 1st, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along. The old world headquarters back here in Madison downtown above State Street. Parker in for Mr. Zomers today. Parker, glad to have you along. Little overcast, the smoke. It's the smoke, Parker.
It's the smoke, man. I don't like it. It's just, I was going home the other day, and I was like, hey, why am I squinting so much?
Yeah.
Because it's smoky. It hurts my eyes. I have a headache, dude.
Now, see, Parker is a certain age. He just graduated from college here this last spring. So you probably, do you have any recollection? Probably not. When people could smoke at restaurants and bars in the state of Wisconsin.
No. It baffles me that you could smoke on a plane.
I know.
That's just such a weird...
There was smoking and non-smoking sections on a plane as if, you're locked inside of a tube. Nothing could possibly, be transmitted. Yeah, those were the days. But I remember going to restaurants and asking for no smoking sections or...
Yeah.
Going into a bar and people were just lighting up. Yeah. The smoke was just hanging above the bar like that.
Oh, God.
I know.
Bar's bad enough as is.
Jeez. It was a big deal when all this went through. But see, I'm glad that your generation has no memory of those days.
Me too.
Things are better. But yeah, wildfires out west still creating some hazards or some concerns. If you're someone who deals with asthma, that sort of thing, might want to consider staying inside or limit your outdoor activities. Supposed to clear out of here, I guess, by the weekend. Gonna be a beautiful weekend, Parker. Any big weekend plans this weekend?
The big weekend plans include a Mallards game that I am working tonight, a Mallards game I am working tomorrow, and a Mallards game I am working on Sunday.
This Parker is one of the hardest working men in the show's business because not only does he get up in the morning and board and produce for the wonderful, the talented Pat Kreitlow and mornings of Pat Kreitlow from 6 until 9, then he gets pulled in to help out with our little dog and pony show in the afternoon. And then he's got to go work another legit game or job as a camera operator for the Mallards baseball team here in Madison.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, it's okay.
How are the Mallards doing this season?
I only pay attention to how they're doing while I'm there.
All right.
So... I'm not 100% sure. I think they're okay. They're not as good as they were last year because last year they were like historically good.
Oh, yeah, right.
I think they were like 50-22 or something like
that. The Northwoods League, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even know if they're on track for playoffs this year. They're fighting.
Now here's a question because there was this big controversy recently at a Coldplay concert where this executive –
and his sweetheart, his, let's just be honest, his hookup was with him, and he was an attached married man, and they got caught on the kiss cam, and all hell has broken loose, and the company, and they've had to do a triage. The guy lost his job. Now, Parker, you operate the cameras of these things for the kiss cam.
This is true. I have gotten the man, the myth, the legend, Luke Mathers. I have gotten him on the video board before.
Have you really?
Yeah.
With his wife?
I believe so. Maybe that's not who she was.
No, let's not get anybody in trouble.
I don't know.
I'm sure it was. I'm sure. But he gave you a heads up, and you got him on the kiss cam.
Yeah. If you tell me about where you're sitting, I might be able to get you on.
Is it just a kiss cam, or do you do other things like the Lion King hold up your kid cam?
We do Simba cam. Yes.
Simba cam. That's
yes,
what it's called.
Yes, we do the Simba cam. I love. I try to get more beers than I get babies. I think it's far funnier to watch a man hold up a beer lovingly than it is to watch a man hold up a baby lovingly. That is my point in life right now.
Yeah. What's your favorite of all the cams that the Mallards do? What's your favorite one to capture people on?
That's a really good question. I don't know.
There's
a couple. You know what? We do a race. Everyone has their own version of the Raising Sausages, of course.
Yeah.
We have, because it's a sponsor, the airport sponsors a race.
Oh, Dane County Regional Airport.
Yeah. And they do they put kids into inflatable mascot costumes of a cactus, the Statue of Liberty. And I believe the other one is a cowboy riding a horse.
Oh, really?
Which is just like half of your body is a horse and the other half is a cowboy with the little hat on. And I always root for the cowboy.
That's great. It's like what's the Disney movie? Buzz Lightyear. You know, the cowboy character. Yeah.
There you go.
That's great. Well, that's good. So if you go to a Mallards game, watch out. Parker is going to be watching for you on cam. So that's great. How much longer is the season?
Not very. I believe they've got less than a week or so.
Oh, geez. So get out there if you're in the area. Support those local minor league baseball programs because they're really important to the guys as they come up through development. We've had people that played here in Madison and then went on to play for the Brewers or other major league teams as well.
Pete Alonso.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Meet the Mets. Hey, free ticket Friday. Go see the Mets. Pete Alonso.
Look at that.
Bang!
Talk about a transition. Well done, Parker. We are in a free ticket Friday. Your chance to see Pete Alonso and the entire Mets team next Friday. You have to be able to go next Friday at 7:10 in the evening. We are giving you a chance to go to that game for free. Four tickets up for grabs in our club-level seats. Parker was there recently, right? Or it was Dom. Yeah. Dom was there recently.
Dom was there recently. Yeah. Dom, John Gordy, the whole MDX crew was there.
They're beautiful. These club-level seats are padded. You have air conditioning in the concourse behind you, your own kind of concessions area, your own bathrooms to that section. So it's really, really nice. Here's how you win. Download the Civic Media app if you don't have it, and then open it up if you do, or if you download it. And go to the first 10 stations. We're on those. Click on one of those. In the lower right-hand corner, it'll say text. Click on that. Now you're all set to go. I'm going to give you a word. Text the word GOLD, G-O-L-D. The word is GOLD, G-O-L-D. Text it right now, and the computer randomly at 4 o'clock at the end of this program will choose one lucky entry who spelled the word correctly. That's important. Now, Parker and I were going to do it. We'd say, it's close enough. We know it. But no. The computer is not that kind. So you have to text the word GOLD, G-O-L-D. Spell it correctly to the text app right now. And then you're going to be eligible. And somebody at the end of the hour will win four tickets to next Friday's contest, the Brewers against the Mets at 7:10 in the afternoon. Don't forget, the Brewers going to get back underway against the Nationals out in Washington, D.C. this afternoon. Pre-game show around 5:15. First pitch around 5:45. You can listen to the Brewers across many of these stations on the Brewers radio networks over the air, including WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, and our new station up in Hayward, WBZH, the Buzz of the North. It's buzz like mosquito, not like we drank so much we got buzz. Although if you're in Hayward, if you're not driving, just chill out and get buzzed both ways, I guess. All right.
The logo is, I believe, a car.
No, I think it used to be a mosquito.
Oh.
Maybe they changed it.
I don't know. I could just be making stuff up. I'm new here. I don't know.
Parker, as a matter of fact, he's buzzed on this program right now. All right. It's coming up on 15 past the hour of 3 o'clock.
Who's buzzed?
Yeah, I know. Who's buzzed? Todd is. It's time once again for Low. What's worse? Let's go. But of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this, or you can get with that. Time once again for what's worse. No prize money to give away in this. No big prizes or money. Just your chance to have your voice heard on all 10 Civic Media News Talk Sports Networks. We've lost one to the music side, Park.
We've
every doctor, you can't have every patient survive. Once occasionally you lose one. We lost one to the music side. And that's fine. That's fine. Everything's fine. So all 10 Civic Media radio stations. All right. Now here's the deal. Have you ever heard, we should have Dom here because he's a Chicago boy.
He is.
Have you ever heard of Malort?
I have heard of it. I've never had it.
Really? All right, so today's category is what's worse, Malort or Blackberry Brandy? Malort or Blackberry Brandy? You can text us your answers on the app, or you could call us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. All right, so here I found this video, right, because I didn't know I've never heard of it, I never had it, and I'm like, what is this? Here is a video on, was it YouTube? I don't know who this guy is. I'd credit him if I did.
Doka Ryan?
Doka Ryan. All right. This is Doka Ryan explaining what is Malort.
This is Malort, the worst tasting liquor ever made, hailing from Chicago. Let's make poor decisions.
Opening it up. Here we go.
That's not a bad pour. Sniff test. Gin, iced tea, cigarette butts. They even market this as undrinkable. What is this gonna be?
Does Malort hurt?
Diboja.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
He's
it's
drinking
like
it.
Biting into a bush. What is this flavor, dude? It almost tastes like poison.
Let's validate our parking. Double diboja.
It tastes like a dainty grandmother's ashtray. What the hell's going on in Chicago? Is it good? No, it's not good. Is it worth 28 American dollars? If you're from Chicago. Final rating, 2 out of 10.
Oh,
isn't that fantastic?
I wish I'm so glad I didn't get to watch that until right now.
I sent it to him during the break and he was laughing. He goes, Todd, is everything okay? I said, this is fantastic. Malort. Who is that guy again? Let's credit him. He was great.
Doka Ryan. I love the energy.
Yeah, Doka Ryan doing a review there. So what's worse? Malort or Blackberry Brandy? Malort or bad Blackberry Brandy? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Off the text line, listening up at WCFW, beautiful station up there, the Tap in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Tyler, a listening actually in Columbia County, but via WCFW, says, I don't drink, but Malort with my friends is a challenge. Blackberry Brandy is just desperation when already drunk. Oh, that's really good. Our friend Rob Wheat, listening on WRCE in Richland Center. I was just up there, Robert. Fantastic town, isn't it? Rob says, dear God, it's horrid. Our friend CP writes these, so maybe Weedy and CP have had some Malort together. I'm not sure. So Rob says, Malort, definitely worse. Definitely worse, he says. What else we got here on the old text line? What's worse, Malort or Blackberry Brandy? Malort or Blackberry Brandy? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Oh, Tyler says I'm traveling. He's from Columbia County, but he's up in, you know, beautiful Eau Claire area.
So hopefully he's not drinking Malort right now.
No, you don't want to be drinking Malort or Blackberry Brandy while you're driving. What's worse? You said you didn't have Malort. Have you had a Blackberry Brandy?
I haven't had Blackberry Brandy. I've had Brandy.
Yeah, I think I tried Blackberry Brandy years and years ago in college. I don't know. I can't remember.
Usually when you try.
Right?
Yeah.
Worse. I've said this before the show. I've been very, very drunk only like less than a handful of times in my life. But the worst was Goldschlager. I can't drink Goldschlager ever again. That was really bad.
I had a Jack and Coke that put me out.
Really?
All right.
We're going to come back, talk Malort or Blackberry Brandy. What's worse? 855-752-4842. After this, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of Wisconsinology.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years.
Yeah.
To let a story unfold or to find the story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by US Aging.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wiss.fm/contest-terms. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Zommer's off today. Parker Olson in the production chair. We appreciate him being here. You can hear him every morning with Mr. Pat Kreitlow on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. 6 until 9 a.m. You've been up for probably 12 hours now almost. I'm getting close.
What time is it?
It's almost 4. It's 3:30.
Yeah.
What time do you get up in the morning?
4.
Well, I see.
Yeah.
He's put in a day and a half already, folks, and he's still going. We appreciate you, Parker.
That's why I don't sit. I don't sit. I stand.
I stand.
When I fill in for the show, I stand.
He stands.
Standing on business, baby.
So he won't fall asleep. 855-752-4842. The category of what's worse. This is fascinating to me. I had never heard of Malort. I told Parker during the break, it sounds like a medieval woman saying, "Malord, Malord, I'm sorry, Malord." It's Malort. M-A-L-O-R-T, Malort. So what's worse, Malort or Blackberry Brandy? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, listening in Madison on WMDX. Tom, Malort or Blackberry Brandy, what's worse? WMDX, Tom, Malort or Blackberry Brandy, what's... You got to turn down the radio, Tom. Go ahead.
Okay, so I am an ex-Chicagoan. I spent 50
Great.
Years in Chicago. I never had Malort in my life until really? I had it once in Wisconsin. And I think it's the best marketing in the world. You have a horrible product that you just turned around. Can you imagine if you did the same thing with bratwurst or something? You know, we have inedible bratwurst. Come and try it. Come and spend a lot of money. But no, there's nothing wrong with blackberry brandy, and it's definitely Wisconsin. Yeah. There is a beautiful thing Lewis Black did about drinking in Wisconsin. You won't be able to play it on the radio, but I think you would absolutely love it.
I love it.
Definitely blackberry, definitely the brandy, guys. Definitely. Trust me.
All right. Appreciate it, Tom. Thank you very much. Thanks for the Chicagoan aspect of this. So Malort and somebody, Julie or Jules in Mosinee, listening on WXCO, says, are you sure it's not pronounced Merlot? I actually looked it up, Jules, because I didn't know, and that's why I found that video of this guy reviewing it. And no, it's spelled differently than Merlot. It's M-A-L-O-R-T, and it's pronounced Malort.
You know, I was thinking we shouldn't be calling Dom. We should be calling Brittany Merlot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does Brittany Merlot like Merlort? So we have a call into Dominic, the Italian stallion that produces John and Gordy every morning on, and he is a Chicagoan. He was a real life Chicagoan, and we were going to see if he actually produced had Malort. Have we heard from Dominic yet?
Todd, I have terrible news for you.
Yes.
Not only has he not had Merlort.
Yes.
He also, I said, Todd wants to know.
Uh-huh.
He said, who is Todd?
Boy, you can't buy that kind of loyalty at Civic Media. Thanks, Dom.
He's a morning guy. I'll give him credit. He's a morning guy, too. He should know who you are, though.
I said hi to him when I came in the studio 2 hours ago, 3 hours ago. Oh, Dom. All right. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We can't figure out why no one's listening to you, Todd. Our own staff doesn't even know I exist. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, Malort or blackberry brandy? What's worse?
Well, I've never had Malort. This is the first time I've ever heard about it. But my husband always asks for his fruitcake every year soaked in blackberry brandy.
Oh.
And I never once heard him ask for his fruitcake soaked in his cigarette butt.
Oh,
right? No, you don't want that at all. And apparently that's what it tastes like.
So,
all right.
I'm going to say Merlot is worse.
Thanks, Ollie. We appreciate you. Have a great weekend up there in the North Woods. Appreciate you. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, Malort or blackberry brandy? Our very own Terry Barr, weighing in on YouTube, says, my grandpa used to let all of us, quote-unquote, little ones, have a sip of blackberry brandy at Christmas. Now, that's very nice. That's a very Wisconsin thing. Get a little glass. Everybody takes a little sip around a fire. Nobody's going anywhere. Nobody gets hurt. By the way, you can hear Terry every Saturday evening out of WMDX here on Max Inc. Radio. Great program. Jimmy K. Rocker, Terry Barr with Max Inc. Radio based out of Madison. If you're not in the Madison area, you can listen to them on the Civic Media app on WMDX here in Madison. Great show every Saturday afternoon. What's worse? Evening, I should say. What's worse, Malort or blackberry brandy? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. A couple more texts off the text line. Sue in Franklin, listening on WAUK, says, my daughter lives in Chicago and says they buy shots of Malort, unsuspecting people, just to see their reaction.
that's rude.
It's horrible, she said. Alex on WMDX, never had Malort, but it sure has to be worse than blackberry brandy, plus blackberry brandy cures all colds. Oh, I have to take that next time I have a cold. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Ted, listening in Appleton. Ted, always a pleasure. Malort or blackberry brandy? What's worse?
Malort.
You've had it.
I didn't know. I didn't even actually hear what it is. I just got off of work and I just turned the radio on.
Oh, but sure.
With blackberry brandy, I was introduced as a kid, helping a neighbor pick corn in the wintertime.
Uh-huh.
And we got cold. He says, here, take a snort of this.
and it warms you up.
Yes. Love it, Ted. That's a Wisconsinite right there. Thank you, my friend. Ted up in Appleton. Very good. We're going to come back, do a couple more once worses, and then the Wisconsin State Fair is underway. What's all new at the fair food aisle? We'll explain when we come back. Weather update and farm update next. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to WISS.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. The U.S. is set to level new tariffs on almost 70 countries around the world this coming Thursday. President Trump has said it's intended to get other nations to pay their fair share, but economists are warning this will more likely impact the everyday consumer. Investopedia editor Caleb Silver speaking to ABC.
The question is, where are those tariffs actually being paid? Are they being paid at import, at customs when they come through? And then is that cost being passed then on to the retailer who then passes it on to us? At some point, consumers are going to stop spending if prices rise too high. And we've already seen inflation kind of being very sticky around the 2.6, 2.7% range.
The search continues in Montana for Michael Paul Brown, the man police say opened fire at the Owl Bar in the town of Anaconda yesterday. Brown had served in the military and the Montana National Guard. Police say they located his Ford F-150 that he allegedly used to flee the scene. This is ABC News.
The Brewers still on top. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers face the Nationals in game two of their three-game weekend series in Washington, D.C. Last night, the crew won 16-9. It looked like batting practice. Home runs for Andrew Vaughn. William Contreras with a home run and a career-high five hits in a single game. Blake Perkins with two home runs. The Cubs won at home, 1-0 over Baltimore, in a game that was over in just 1 hour and 49 minutes. NFL Family Night tonight at Lambeau Field, over 70,000 expected to attend. New linebacker Isaiah Simmons played for the Cardinals and the Giants before joining the Packers. Reminds him of being in college at Clemson.
I ain't never had that many home fans at a game coming from Arizona and New York. It was just pretty cool. Like I said, it reminds me a lot of Clemson. Like our spring game, we would have like 50,000 people there. You know, it's just really giving me a feeling of like kind of being back home at Clemson, which is a really good thing.
As Packers linebacker Isaiah Simmons with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Stephen Colbert has a few months left as host of The Late Show after the announcement he was let go by Paramount a couple weeks ago. Last week, former Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris appeared on the show and was asked by the host who the leader of the Democratic Party is. When she didn't answer to his liking, Colbert held her feet to the fire, and she finally said there are a lot of leaders. Sigh. Hard to believe the party is struggling. Harris was on the show to promote her book, 107 Days, which chronicles her whirlwind run for the presidency in 2024. And just like that, there will be no more Sex and the City, according to Variety. After six seasons of the original, two feature films, and three seasons of And Just Like That, series creator Michael Patrick King says the franchise is finally kaput for the time being. Sarah Jessica Parker paid tribute to her character, Carrie Bradshaw, with a montage on Instagram. The franchise finale will air August 15th on Max. Or whatever it's called now. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy areas of smoke tonight and a low in the upper 50s. Hazy sunshine from the smoke tomorrow, highs within a degree or two of 80. Through the upcoming week, rain chances start to return as heat and humidity begins to build. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
One of the most basic things that a free people could want, not going bankrupt because of healthcare. If it sounds like I'm banging my head against the microphone, yeah, it's that we are having this discussion about having to hold benefits for people because they didn't have proper health insurance coverage, because they're threatened with bankruptcy, which again happens in no other developed country in the world.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us Monday for an important show. Measles is on the rise, vaccinations are down. We talk to the folks at Wisconsin Watch what that means for you. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Ask me, Robbie, have you tried my Malort? I lifted up the shot glass with anxiety and fear. Then holy crap, my accent's weird. It sounds like I'm from here. A shot of Malort, a shot of Malort will make you feel new. A shot of Malort, hey, put Chicago into you.
Welcome back to the Civic Media Radio Network's Todd Albaugh Show. 35 past the hour, 3 o'clock. Parker Olson, applause, applause, filling in for Zomers today, and he comes up with a song about Malort. Where did you find that?
I looked up Malort songs, and sure enough, Robbie Ellis on YouTube has got a song called Malort about moving to Chicago, meeting a girl, and she asks him if he likes Malort, and sure enough, now he talks like he loves Da Bears.
Our what's worst category was Malort or blackberry brandy. Now, if you're from Wisconsin, most people have at least heard of blackberry brandy. It's a sweeter drink. Some people say it cures a cold or helps with a cold. Like Grandpa Wallace would have said, it puts hair on your chest. You know, something like that. And but Malort, I had never heard of until this segment, and I had to look it up. And apparently, it's a terribly tasting drink, or at least most would say, tastes like a cigarette tray or ash put, whatever, ashes. And it's a Chicagoland-based exclusive type of drink. So we asked the question, and so thank you very much, Parker, for finding that. Our very own John Scott here at Civic Media listening in saying, Todd, Malort is the name of my Wi-Fi network. It's delicious. Full stop. Now, I'm not sure if John Scott's from Chicago or not, but I can't find too many people that think this thing is great. What's worse, Malort or blackberry brandy? Ted, who called in right before the break from Appleton, says, what the hell? I looked it up, but it doesn't even sound good. Have a great weekend.
Oh.
Right, yeah. Sue in Franklin, lots of opinions on this. I want to just wrap this up with these opinions. Sue in Franklin says, my daughter lives in, we read that one already. Let's see here. Jules, we got that one. Anybody else here? Allie in Madison on WMDX says, my grandma always asked for her blackberry brandy when she had a cough. You ever hear of a show called, called The Waltons?
The Waltons. It's vaguely familiar for some reason.
It was a big, big show long before you were born, back in the 70s, 80s. Was a mountain family and it was a drama on CBS for a long time. Very family, holistic show. And there were a couple of old widow women there. The sisters and very religious women and they used to, but they'd take a nip now and again, and they called it the recipe. It was never, they didn't drink alcohol, but it was just the recipe. And I wonder if there was blackberry brandy or Malort in the recipe. Jim in Appleton, I think we got to him on listening on WISS. Megan in Sun Prairie on MDX. Malort is way, way worse. I've never even tried it. I'm planning on keeping it that way. So there you go. Lots of feelings. Thanks for playing, everybody, on what's worse. I guess I never asked you, Parker, what's worse, Malort or blackberry brandy?
Well, I've had a brandy before. Never that brandy.
Yeah.
I guess I'll go with Brandy's better. So obviously, right. Merlort's worse.
I think, unless you're just this is and Dom, we try to get Dom on from the John and Gordy show. He doesn't even know who I am. And number two, he says he's never tried it. So my real question is he actually a Chicagoan? I don't know. Oh, Megan in one of our people in traffic here listening in. See, at least Megan listens to the show. Dom doesn't listen to the show, but Dom doesn't even know who I am. But Megan does, and she says, Carol, one of our other great people in traffic, has had it. She says, it's worse for sure. Tastes like moose died in your mouth, according to her. She's going to text in real quick. Can't just walk in, Carol. There's no reason to just have her walk over here to the mic. Because I would like to have somebody on the air, have Carol come in here, and let's talk to her, interview Carol about this. Oh, she's texting now. I can literally see her desk out the studio windows. Carol says, I've tasted Merlort. It is so bitter, it tastes like a dead mouse on the back of your tongue.
You know, I guess it's possible.
I have so many questions for Carol. Because number one, I want to know if Carol has ever tasted dead mouse. Because it's a very specific taste.
Have you heard of I think this is a real thing. The lawsuit, I think it was Mountain Dew or Coca-Cola got into.
Over what?
Over, someone said they found, bones of a mouse.
Yes, years ago. Yeah.
And they said, no, you didn't, because it would have disintegrated completely.
Now, see, that person would know what mouse tastes like. I have so many questions for Carol. I mean, was she hard on her luck in college and needed some food? And I mean, I don't know.
Maybe she needed to stay warm.
There's no judgment here, you understand. I'm just intrigued by the fact that she specifically said dead mouse. Well, all right, I think Carol has given us our definitive answer here at the studios that Merlort is definitely worse. That was fun. That was a good one. All right. 41 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Parker Olson on the board filling in for Zomers, who is off today. Jim and Madison says, I think Dom has been hanging around with John and Gordy too long already. Thanks. That could be. He's getting that smart-ass attitude. See, that's what it is. Chicago attitude. Anyway, 41 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. State Fair, Parker says he does not recall in his well-lived life of 22 years, that he has never, does not have a memory of going to the Wisconsin State Fair. Now, maybe before this is over, I should put you and remind Dom of who I am and Zomers in the truck, and we all take a trip down to the State Fair.
I'm down for that.
Hilarity could ensue.
Yeah, we could put it's a truck.
Yes, I have a Dodge Ram.
Can we put a kiddie pool in the back?
Yeah, if you guys want to travel in a kiddie pool, sure. We'll put you in the back. We should take all you guys down there and experience the Wisconsin State Fair, although I fear that Zomers may get overheated. He has a very low tolerance for hot weather.
We'll get him cooling rigs.
Yes, that's exactly what he needs. All right, here from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, for those of us who have been there, we know that a couple of things people love about the fair. Number one, the food. You can get almost anything on a stick at the Wisconsin State Fair. Also, you have the animals. Lots of kids and in agriculture, this is their big week because they've shown their animals locally, and now they've getting them down to the Wisconsin State Fair. Big beef cattle auction. They have poultry as well, hogs, all kinds of things. Wisconsin animals are very, very popular. My favorite part about the Wisconsin State Fair, kind of a close call between the food, the cream puffs. I love the cream puffs, but also I love that the building where they have all of the vendors. It's like the dice guy, you know, the knife, you know, the Ginzu knife. It can chop, it can slice, you can cut a tin can and still slices through a tomato like it's going through paper. It's really, really great. So anyway, that's my favorite part. But for a lot of people, it's the food. So from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel now, from Jim Higgins on the byline, says more than 100 new foods and drinks coming to the 2025 Wisconsin State Fair. from a hunka hunka Elvis donut ice cream sandwich.
A hunka hunka.
That's very good. Nicely done, Parker. A hunka hunka Elvis donut ice cream sandwich to Wisconsin old fashioned wings. Now that does sound good to me. Vendors will serve more than 100 new foods and beverages at the 2025 Wisconsin State Fair going on from now until August 10th. If Dubai chocolate is your flavor of the season, you'll have choices. If you have a sweet tooth but are gluten-free, there are options here for you too. Here is a list of the new edibles in alphabetical order. Items are bold-faced. Let's just go through some of the stuff here. In this article, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, they even tell you what, like, people have allergens or something like that.
That's very nice.
Here is the allergen notice. Quote, eating bugs is not recommended for people with a shellfish allergy.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
I should check with Somers. He's allergic to a lot of stuff. He may have a cell. I'm not sure if he's allergic to bugs or shellfish. The first we're going to start alphabetically. We're not going to go through all these, but a couple of them. A hunka hunka Elvis donut ice cream sandwich is at Badger Bites. Especially on a hot day, a donut and an ice cream sandwich, not bad. Alligator Cajun mac and cheese sundae. At Exotic Meats. See, you had me until you said Sunday. Because I don't think I want alligator Cajun mac and cheese. I'm not sure if they're using Sunday as like those two things or whether all that's over ice cream.
If that's over ice cream, that is a crime.
Yeah, I don't think so. Here's Badger Mary funnel cake. All right. Banana cream pie slush. I don't know if I like that or not. I'm not a big banana guy. Are you?
I'm not. No.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I'll eat a banana.
Will you? See,
banana flavored stuff is bad.
Yeah. I'm almost, yeah, it's the texture for me. I don't know. I can't get over
that. That's also fair. It's got to be right. Yeah.
Todd and Parker talk about their disdain of bananas next on Civic Media. Here is Bang Bang Chicken Tots. Sounds interesting and fun. Barn Burger, Major Goolbees, Heartland. Booth. I don't know. A barn burger. I guess it depends what kind of meat from the barn you're including in there.
Yeah.
A Bavarian cream bug donut. This is the one that has like insects in it.
I've had crickets before.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Like chocolate covered or deep fried or what?
Not barbecued. Teriyaki. Teriyaki
really?
Crickets. Yeah.
Like at someone's home or a stand or what?
I think it was when I was in middle school in a class, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
People like a science project?
Perhaps. I don't remember. It was good, though, because you basically just taste the seasoning.
Now, this one sounds good. You can find this at a place called Mini Donuts. We're going over new foods at the Wisconsin State Fair with Parker and Todd. You ever fly? You get those Biscoff cookies?
I haven't flown since I was like 9.
Really? Baseball?
Yeah.
Well, now we'll get you on a plane and we'll fly down to Milwaukee to the state fair and we'll kill two birds with one stone.
I'm sure you know someone with a plane.
It's been a few years. I used to. Not like a jet or anything, but like, yeah. Actually, I do. I do. I get Alex Henvey from Dallas, Texas.
There you go.
He'll bring up he doesn't have a jet, but he has like a prop plane.
All right. Let's get him on the horn.
All right. He occasionally listens to this show. You know, Alex, his company provides all of the onion rings for Culver's.
I hear good things.
They're fantastic onion rings. So support local business in Texas and buy some onion rings at Culver's. The Biscoff is the little cookies they give you on a plane a lot of times. This is called Biscoff Cookie Butter Crunch Funnel Cake. So kind of a buttery cookie in a funnel cake, deep fried with powdered sugar. I could go for that. What else we have? Milwaukee Brathouse's Blueberry Breakfast Bratwurst. It's a Usinger blueberry-infused brat topped with house-made bourbon bacon jam in a pancake bun.
Sure.
I could go for
all
that.
All right.
I'm in. Come on, Pack. We'll wrap up foods at the Wisconsin State Fair and other festivals around the state. It's a TGIF edition. Parker and Todd, the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZI to learn more.
Guys, Appleton is about to be full of music. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And it's here. You're excited. It's the Mile of Music, July 31st through August 3rd. A completely free music festival celebrating handcrafted artistry throughout downtown Appleton, showcasing local talents and so much more. There is a lot going on, and I cannot cover it in this 30 seconds. So head to WISS.FM and click events to find out for yourself.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%, 25%, or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you listen to. Brittany Merlot and her team with a check of weather. Here it is. It's going to be nice. All right. It's going to be a nice weekend. A little cooler than maybe normal, but it's I'm maybe getting out of the Wisconsin River tomorrow, Parker, with my parents. Ooh. My godsons, as we say in Spanish, compadres. Might be going to do a little kayaking on the Wisconsin River. Are you a kayaker?
I'm not a water person. Really? Ironically enough,
not a water guy.
Not a being on the water guy. Drinking water guy.
Yes, you like to drink a lot of water. Yeah. You don't swim, or you just prefer not to be around water.
It's the swimming for me.
Really?
Yeah. As a kid, never really learned.
Yeah, I guess
so.
That.
Yeah, in high school, I figured it out sort of for gym class, but.
So I'm going to be doing a little kayaking maybe tomorrow, and then I just have to catch up on some stuff on Sunday. But it's going to be beautiful out there. You have time to check out the street cam, Parker, because here's the Sam Davidson street cam down on State Street in Fairchild. Look at that for those watching the stream. Beautiful down there. Now, it's very quiet, but over the break, oh, you got the music too. Thank you.
Of course.
Over the break, there was about four or five cops right there in the corner of that building talking to a guy. And they were talking to him, and then he just kind of stormed off. So I don't know if there's trouble down on State Street or not. We don't want trouble, Parker.
No, but there surely is trouble on State Street, Todd. If anything that I have learned about living in Madison for my whole life is that there is trouble on State.
You can find trouble if you want it. There's no trouble here, though, at this show or this company. 855-752-4842 if you want to weigh in. All right, thank you very much. So I'd say a serene downtown in State Street right now. Speaking of swimmers, now earlier in the show, we had called out because we had talked about this drink called Malort from Chicago. And I said, well, dial up our resident Chicagoan here, Dominic Lee, one of our new producers here at Civic Media on the John and Gordy Show. And so Parker dials him up. And he wasn't responding. And then he finally did, and he gave his opinion, said, I never had it. And he said, who's Todd? And we thought, well, Dom's just being snarky. That's what Chicago guys do, you know. And because I just seen him 3 hours ago. And over the break, Parker starts laughing. I said, what's wrong? He goes, I texted the wrong Dom. It's a swimmer from Whitewater.
Yeah. That was not my finest moment.
No, it's hilarious.
What I love about that is yeah. The last time I texted this guy was in December of 2023.
Wow. And he responded.
Instantly.
That's great. Well, you must have left a good impression.
I guess. I needed some pictures for a story I was writing about him. So
you're a sports writer.
Yeah. Back then.
Oh, my gosh. That's fantastic. So Dom, the swimmer at Whitewater, has never had Merlort, and he doesn't know who the heck I am. But we apologize for disparaging Dominic Lee earlier. We'll give him equal time next week if he so chooses.
I'll buy his lunch next time. Next round of Canes is on me, buddy.
Oh, I love it. Fantastic. Yes, Merlort. That's what it is. Very good. Merlort. Oh, yeah. Carol. In the office here, who's listening, who says it tastes like dead mouse, which brings up a lot of questions. But Carol says it's one syllable. Lort. Lort. I don't know how to say it. A Chicago handshake is a Malort and a PBR. Really? A Malort and a... All right.
Surely the PBR cannot pull all of Malort's weight
I don't know. By the way, a couple minutes left. You want to win those Brewers tickets. We have 4 Brewers tickets up for grab. The computer's going to draw the entry here in about 4 minutes. Go to the Civic Media app. Click on one of the first 10 stations. Open it up. It says text. Click on that little thing that says text. And then text in the word gold, G-O-L-D. Text the word gold right now for your chance to win 4 tickets to the Brewers at our club-level seats next Friday, August 8th, against the Mets at 7:10 in the afternoon. Text the word gold, G-O-L-D. What do you got, Park?
I just got another answer from Dom the Swimmer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He says, okay. Well, tell Todd, thanks for checking in. He's always been a real one.
We need to get this guy on the show. We reunite Parker with people that he knew from 2 years ago. That'll be a new segment on the show. All right. Quickly here, we're doing new foods at the Wisconsin State Fair, courtesy of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. New foods at the Wisconsin State Fair. The State Fair is starting now, underway in West Allis. All kinds of great things. Now, Carrie, listening in Tosa on WMDX, says that she has tried the Brat Rangoon from Verst Bar. So go to the Verst Bar at the State Fair, order the Brat Rangoon, one of the new items there. So that sounds delicious. A little closer to home for us, down in New Glarus, the New Glarus Department Fire Fest is happening this weekend. You ever seen this, Parker, when they have like 2 telephone poles and there's a metal wire stretched between them and there is a half barrel on a pulley and on a pulley. And so they use fire hoses, both fire departments, and they spray the water up towards the half barrel and whoever moves the half barrel on the wire to a certain point wins the firefight.
Huh.
is good times
that
had by all.
That sounds entertaining.
Yeah.
That sounds like something that a lot of people would lose money betting on.
Right? It's probably in Vegas right now. All right. Fun show. Great show. If you're checking out the Wisconsin State Fair, do so carefully, but get down there. Also, this sounds delicious. Caramel apple waffle on a stick at Waffle Chicks.
Whoa.
Chick spelled C-H-I-X. Chick.
Of course it is.
All right, great show today. Zombers, hope you're doing well. Parker Olson, thank you very much. Did a great job today. Many thanks to Luke Mathers for helping out on the show today as well. Appreciate him. Come on back on Monday. We'll be talking to Wisconsin Watch about the growing epidemic, or at least the growing part of measles in the state due to fewer vaccinations. So we'll check up on that. Until then, have a great weekend, everybody. Maggie Dawn is next. Remember, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Concerns are mounting about the effect President Trump's tariffs will have on consumer goods when they take effect this week.
Remember, these tariffs are taxes that U.S. importers and companies pay. So some of those costs are being passed on to consumers in the form of higher prices.
ABC's Selena Wang. Already, Procter & Gamble has announced it's raising prices on a quarter of its products. The manhunt is intensifying for the suspect in a shooting that left four people dead in a bar in Montana yesterday.
Police say that 45-year-old Michael Paul Brown lived right nearby the Al Bar where that shooting took place. Authorities say that Brown was an Iraq War veteran. He joined the Army in 2001, and then he deployed to Iraq between 2004 and 2005. He started off as an armor crewman, and then he left the service in the rank of sergeant. Well, then he later joined the Montana National Guard. He was there for about 2 years until 2008.
ABC's Melissa Adan. This is ABC News. Often